Let's talk about that Jonathan Martin and Richie Incognito situation. The Ted Wells report is expected to be released sometime later this week, guys, and multiple text messages have been leaked out to the media. Nothing really new on my end. I mean, I don't know if you guys feel any differently, but kind of the same type of theme going through the entire back and forth. And this whole situation, I felt, has been blown into something it really isn't. My take on it, it's a couple teammates that work together every day in a close proximity, you know, busting on each other, mm-hmm. blowing off some free time and getting on each other, because that's what you do in a locker room. And it doesn't matter if it's an NFL locker room, a college locker room, a high school locker room.
It doesn't.
That happens. And it may have went too far in certain instances, but I still think that happens on a daily basis. And the problem was it left the building. I think this could have been handled by Jonathan Martin just saying something to Richie. And I bet if he had said something to Richie, if it was more than just him, it would have probably been cooled down a little bit. Or just say something to somebody else that you have, mm-hmm. you feel confident in, that would put a stop to it. And I think that once it left the building, there was no really getting back. And today there was some news of looking at the NFL wire, and it shows that Richie Incognito's suspension has been lifted. That doesn't mean he's back on the team, but he'll become an unrestricted free agent in March. So that's more protocol, I think, than anything else. But guys, I didn't read anything that I didn't expect to read in all of those texts that were released today.
Well, I'll say this. I read all of the texts.
Did you go through all of them?
Yeah, I was intrigued. Like, I like stuff like that. And I got to be honest, both of them should feel violated, because that's stuff that it was intended for no one else to read but those two guys right there. So it's got to be an uncomfortable situation for the two of them. I really wish that the report comes out so that we no longer have any of these leaks by either side trying to get an upper hand in the situation. But if you sat there and you actually went through those tweets, you do get a sense that there was a bond between the two of them, and that Richie was, you know, just being one of your knucklehead friends that you just have that type of relationship with, that you could go back and forth. Because certainly Jonathan Martin, he dished it right back to Richie Incognito in those situations. I just think that, you know, we're unveiling something that should not be made public to any of us. And I mean, outside of who's wrong or who's right, I would feel very uncomfortable if I was either one of those two guys today because of those private messages which have become public.
You know, that's today's society. I mean, of course, these guys didn't expect things to go this public. But, you know, when you have a situation that goes outside of the locker room, and that it's one of those uncomfortable situations that you wish that it could have been handled a different way. You wish that, you know, if that person was hurting that much, he would have been able to to go to somebody he could trust and say, hey, you know, I have some issues that I need to deal with. And I'm sure that we have enough qualified people here to get him whatever help he needed. But when you're talking about a bullying situation, and then you read a lot of the texts, you know, those are the moments that you share in the locker room with guys that you're close to. Yeah, you're going to say some inappropriate things, but you're talking. It's a private conversation. Yeah, some of the things probably got out of control, but in a sense, you know, I just want to read everything and kind of wait to listen to the report before I make a judgment. But I guarantee you one thing: a lot of people probably prejudge Richie a little bit, And I think Jonathan was kind of made the victim in a sense. So, you know, to be totally fair to both sides, I mean, yeah, I look at the tweets and it's kind of shaping my opinion a little bit. But I'd rather wait for the report to come out and then it'll allow me to make my own opinion or give my own decision about exactly what happened. But it's just a tough situation, not only for Richie, it's a tough situation for Jonathan, but more importantly, it's a tough situation for this Miami Dolphin franchise, because it's something that they had to deal with, which if they'd have known that, you know, these type of things were happening, they could have nipped it in the bud.
Yeah, the problem was, one, or there's many problems with this, and one, they never really put a stop to it in the locker room, the two parties involved. Yeah. You know, you knew you're going back and forth, and it wasn't just one-sided from my take on it. It wasn't just one-sided. It was a back and forth, and it was more of a normal conversation other than the ones that were maybe over the top when you got into language and you got into race and you got into, you know, a lot of things that maybe the public's not used to hearing on a normal work environment. You know, I think that probably caught the normal average Joe fan at home a little off guard, because that doesn't happen in a common workplace. But the NFL locker room is not a common workplace. And I don't think that people outside of that grasp that reality, and they never will, because they'll never be in there. And it has to be on the edge. I do believe that the locker room, and you have to treat people with respect, but there's also a certain edge that you have to be able to compete at the NFL level and to be at the highest level. And I don't think that's what the general public will ever get, Troy. I just don't think that you're ever going to be able to put yourself in a situation where you understand what happened and you nod your head to say, I get it, because I don't think they ever will.
I don't think they get it either, but I just try and get especially the guys out there, just take a night when you go out with, you know, 5-6 of your buddies and you guys kind of get rowdy. That's sort of something like
it's
that.
It's a very small
close.
You're riding that line.
Yes.
And some of your friends may cross that line, but the difference is, You always have those friends who bring you back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and to me, it's like that line was crossed, and nobody said, "Hey, you know, come on back over here." You know what I mean? And that's what I think that did not happen. You didn't have that friend who knew everything that was going on and say, "Hey, you know, you guys need to come back on this side."
I will say this: if any good. That's because some good will come out of this, right? But there will be, just like they created the anonymous phone number where if you had too much to drink, you could have a car call to come get you.
Yeah.
Some type of phone number system will be set up where someone like Jonathan Martin, who is feeling that pressure, who is under, you know, that football mentality and just afraid to go talk to someone, there will be a number of some sort that will be created where some guys can actually pick up the phone and say, I need a little bit of help. I need to talk to somebody. This is what's going on.
But Troy, you know one thing about it, you know that there's always somebody in the organization or somebody in their locker room that you feel comfortable talking to, other than, you know, that person who kind of antagonizes you a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So I just think it's a choice. You have a choice to make. And to me, before I allow it to get outside of the locker room, I'd rather talk to, you know, my director of player engagement, or I'd rather talk to a coach, or I'd rather go talk to another player who I consider a leader. Because let me tell you something. This organization has top-notch people in place. And to me, I just think that, you know, he might have felt uncomfortable in the atmosphere. He might have felt uncomfortable in the locker room. And sometimes you just feel like you don't fit in. And I think that's where probably a lot of the problem
came guys, from. I think the pressure of playing at, you know, being a high draft choice, being able to be, you know, starting as a rookie, now getting moved to the left side with Jake Long's departure, maybe not playing to the level he was expecting himself to play at, I think that all of those things really beat him up internally.
Yes.
Plus, you add the close proximity of an offensive line, because they're one of the most tightest groups on your football team, and they're meeting every day. And if you just keep getting that hammer, sledgehammer over the head on the same thing, I think sometimes guys maybe don't have the maturity at 24 or whatever Jonathan Martin is to go and maybe reach out and say, "Hey, time out, guys. I think I've had enough." And maybe he didn't have the moxie or the wisdom to go out and put a stop to it himself.
And maybe, John, he just doesn't filter things the way
we filter.
I don't want to say normal.
Everybody
people,
deals with situations
because what is normal, but everyone interprets a situation totally different. And I know what you're saying, Troy. It just, you know, and going back over our careers, it always was someone there that you could go to in time of need. Maybe he just truly felt that he could not go to someone. So this situation, I can't wait for it to be over. But again, hopefully something good comes out of this. And if there's someone else on some other team feeling that way, they'll have someone that they could call and talk to.
And I'm sure, you know, at the end of this week, you know, Ted Wells will have the report out. And I'm sure a lot of things will still come out tomorrow. They'll still come out on Thursday if the report doesn't hit. But it's one of those situations that I know, being in South Florida and being with the Dolphins and being here on a daily basis, that we want to kind of put behind us, because this organization needs to move forward on this, and the parties need to move forward on this as well, and I think everybody will.